Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. SpaceX says it has secured the option to buy AI coding startup Cursor for $60 billion. SpaceX announced in a post on X that the companies are working closely together on coding and AI, and that it has the option to purchase Cursor later this year. If there isn't a purchase, SpaceX could pay up to $10 billion for work in the partnership. The potential deal is the latest move by SpaceX to reinvent itself ahead of a potential public offering this year. The IPO is expected to bring in billions of dollars in new capital it could use to develop AI models to compete with industry heavyweights like OpenAI and Anthropic. Florida is launching a criminal investigation into OpenAI over the role ChatGPT played in a mass shooting that killed 2 people at Florida State University last year. Authorities say the chatbot appeared to advise the suspect on the attack, including the type of gun and ammunition, as well as the location on campus and time of day the suspect could encounter the most people. The investigation marks one of the first attempts to hold an AI company criminally liable for deaths. A spokeswoman for OpenAI said the company doesn't believe ChatGPT was responsible for the shooting, and that OpenAI continues to cooperate with authorities on the case. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Tesla supplier Contemporary Amprex Technology has unveiled a new fast-charging battery for electric vehicles that analysts say, quote, effectively closes the gap with traditional gas cars. The battery can charge from 10% to 98% in about 6.5 minutes under normal temperatures, bringing EV charging time closer to the time it takes to refuel gas vehicles. The charging speed also surpassed the roughly 9-minute fast-charging technology unveiled by Chinese EV giant BYD last month. The company also launched another battery it says can support a driving range of up to 1,500 kilometers, or a little more than 930 miles. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.